Hello you, and welcome back. Before we dive into today's episode, I have a little something to share with you, because you may know this podcast as Spoken Journal. Starting today, this podcast will be named The Primal Journal with Primal Beings. Primal Beings is something my partner Mark and I have been working on relentlessly since the beginning of our relationship, which is almost 9 years ago by now. The concepts, its research, platform, and content took us years of preparation, and we are finally more than ready to truly bring primal beings into the world. There will be many more episodes coming your way with this fusion of Spoken Journal and Primal Beings. On the Primal Journal podcast, I will continue to share personal reflections and experiences every now and then, as I've done so in the past. Next to that, we will also record our most valuable blog posts for you to listen to, like a short audiobook. Overall, the theme will remain the same. Everything we share will be about the human experience, how we can understand our subconscious being better, and the journey to well-being. Mark and I will be pouring our love and passion into the upcoming episodes, and we both truly hope that you will enjoy them. Definitely do let us know. You can find us at primalbeings.com or at primal_beings on Instagram. Even better, we would love for you to join our inner circle around the virtual campfire on Patreon. Here we share exclusive meditations, cooking tips, and more. Our inner circle members also get exclusive discounts for upcoming online courses and online coaching. Last but not least, almost all of our content will be previewed on Patreon first before it goes live on the blog. So if you want the information or recipes first, this is the place to be. Without further ado, I would like to welcome all of you to our very first episode of The Primal Journal. Today's episode will be an introduction by Mark about the concept of the primal being, for those who haven't fully caught on just yet. If you want to read along, the blog can be found on the website primalbeings.com as What is the Primal Being? Here we go.
The captain is looking out over the world from the bridge of his ship. He is proud, confident, and skilled in what he does. He has never done another job in his entire life. Surrounded by a vast array of equipment, he knows everything that is going on in his ship. He needs no one else. Screens surround him inform him of every little detail. Reports show up on his desk every morning with a full assessment, and the lights and beeps from the panels let him know what needs his expertise and attention. The world outside is familiar to him, the sea his home. The sound of the massive machine below him has become a monotone droning he is used to by now, and manages to ignore most of the time. Only when the sound changes it may receive his interest. His crew knows what it's doing, and doesn't need a supervision. At least, most of the time it doesn't. But then again, when things go wrong, it will show up on his equipment. His position is on the bridge, where he is in total control of everything. Right? It's strange to think this captain actually knows everything there is to know, isn't it? How he never seems to have the need to get the opinion of anyone else? However, most people, us included, have been taught that is how our brain and consciousness works. We are in control of everything we do. Our body is nothing more than a vessel we control from the command center that is our head. The body should be treated rigorously, that it may not be disobedient to the mind, a position held by Seneca, an old Roman philosopher. Many have followed in his footsteps by emphasizing that the body and mind are completely separate, and the body is supposed to be obedient to the will of the mind. Descartes is one of the most famous that followed his philosophy even further. He is one of the founding fathers of the idea that reason is the only knowledge worthwhile. All of them advocate, or are at least explained in such a way, to ignore the crew and its opinions. This crew, however, is what we call the primal being inside every single one of us. And today I'll do my best to introduce them to you, or at least make a start. The crew is huge after all. And maybe more importantly, I will try to convince you about the value of listening to them. So let's dive into the thick of it and start at the beginning. What is the primal being? The primal being is the combination of everything that happens inside us, without our conscious choice. It represents our deeply rooted, innate, instinctual, biological, and emotional needs, behaviors, and responses. It goes by many names depending on where you encounter it. An inner voice, habits, your subconscious, body language, self-speech, your personality, even muscle memory is a part of it, and of course, many, many more. As you can imagine, when you start zooming in on all the different things these names mean, and start picking them apart, many overlap and or share roots in the exact same parts of our being. Those are the parts that came into existence and helped our survival during our earliest history. The parts we share with many beasts, and most of us tend to call the savage part of human nature, our most primal instincts, if you will. With simplicity in mind and to stay as far away as possible from confusing nuances, we decided to simply group everything under one new name, your primal being. So again, for simplicity's sake, let's stick to the ship analogy for a moment. Now it's time for me to introduce you to some of the key members of the HMS Primal Being. First off, your body. We cannot not start with the most important part of your crew, the ship itself. Your body is with you every single second of your life. It takes the blows of the outside world and keeps you alive to the best of its ability. It transports you, keeps the organs running, heals itself, and gathers an unfathomable amount of information from your surroundings. Also, the rest of the crew can do their job. Second, your basic needs. You can see this as the measuring devices checking on the functioning of the ship. Some things are simply biologically and evolutionarily ingrained into our very nature. We all need sleep, food, water, safety, connection, stimulation of the senses, and expression of emotions. When we don't or can't satisfy these needs, we will go crazy and in many cases even die. From some, of course, more directly or swiftly than others. Third, your instincts. Now the crew becomes involved and starts acting upon the signs they are getting. Most of your instincts are closely related to how we respond to our basic needs. Feeling the urge to get rest when you get tired, not wanting to go into a dark alley because it doesn't feel safe, or looking around for food when we get hungry. Most of these responses happen without any conscious choice and are really hard to suppress. Next up are your habits. Consider this the training your crew has gone through. Some of it good, some of it definitely not. They know how to respond to certain situations without any input from the captain and will not ask for involvement unless something new and unexpected happens. Your habits are responsible for almost half of your daily activity, and in most cases you don't even notice them taking over. Depending on the habits that have formed, that can be a good or a bad thing. Last but certainly not least, your authentic self. We can't ignore the morale and sense of identity when looking at the entire ship. When led with an iron fist, negativity, or ignored, nothing will function as it should. However, when we handle it with love, respect, and understanding, a ship will feel like a lifelong friend. By paying attention to what is happening aboard the HMS Primal Being, we can truly reach living life as our most authentic self. In a world where we all have been taught that our body is little more than a vessel that has to be controlled, it is extremely hard to take care of ourselves. That reality, however, shouldn't stop us from trying to make the change. We can't ignore all the signals our primal being is giving us and hope to be healthy and happy. No longer should we treat the body rigorously to make it obey the mind. We don't want to be tyrants to ourselves, do we? There's no better time than the present to change our worldview, change the way we interact with ourselves, and start on the path to a better way to work with our crew instead of against it.
And that's it for this episode. Check out our other episodes to hear more about the Primal Being. If you want to learn even more, check out our website primalbeings.com, where you can also find recipes, book reviews, and more. We especially would like to invite you to join the virtual campfire. Our Patreon is where we share exclusive content like meditations, give previews of almost everything we do, and of course, we give you a peek behind the scenes. For now, we say bon voyage to you and your crew. Stay curious, stay connected, and until next time.